The gospel reading comes to us from chapter 1 in the Gospel of Luke. Listen 2 and 4, the word of God. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The hope, peace, joy, and love candles are lit. Advent has prepared us for the birth of Jesus and linked us to the climax of redemptive history with the second coming of Jesus Christ. We participate with God in God's saving mission. We participate with God in God's saving mission. There is folklore surrounding Poland's famous concert pianist and prime minister, Ignacy Paderewski, and part of this lore includes this story. A mother wishing to encourage her young son's progress at the piano bought tickets for a Paderewski performance. When the night arrived, they found their seats near the front of the concert hall and eyed the majestic Steinway waiting on the stage. Soon the mother found a friend to talk to, and the boy slipped away. When 8 o'clock arrived, the spotlights came on, the audience quieted, and only then did they notice the boy up on the bench, innocently picking out "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star." His mother gasped, but before she could retrieve her son, the master appeared on the stage and quickly moved to the keyboard. "Don't quit. Keep playing," he whispered into the little boy's ears. Leaning over, Paderewski reached down with his left hand and began filling in a bass part. Soon, his right arm reached around the other side, encircling the child, to add a running obbligato. Together, the old master and the young novice held the crowd memorized. You see, the strength of this story is the role of the master pianist. For the human story, it's the role of God. God is present with us all the time, whispering in our ear, "Don't quit. Keep playing. Keep loving. Keep serving. Keep being a follower of Jesus." The world in Micah's day was not as it should be. There was not peace on earth. In the midst of chaos, Micah announces that a new and different ruler is on his way. And Micah's not speaking of a better version of David showing up. No, Micah leans into that leader being the one born in Bethlehem. You see, Micah is giving a prophecy of the coming birth of Jesus. Yes, Jesus would be a leader who trusted his father's plan. Jesus trusted in God rather than military might. Daniel L. Smith Christopher writes, "Jesus is likely seen not merely as a descendant from, but actually as a corrective to the violent and flawed David. Yes, Jesus is not a perfected David. Jesus is a corrective to the violent and flawed David, just like Jesus is a corrective to the violent and flawed human nature of sin. The reading of the Gospel of Luke demonstrates that through Mary, the new ruler was on his way. Both texts demonstrate how loving God and loving others saves the world. God is bold in rescuing a desperate people. When a people are aware of their lowliness, literally and figuratively, therein lies their best awareness to God's saving intervention. We're made in the image of God and belong to God before we ever believe. We're made in the image of God and belong to God before we ever believe. It is this truth that we belong to God before we ever believe that we can fully embrace what it means to be rightly poor and empty. You see, one of the Beatitudes is blessed are the poor. Literally the poor, but also the poor who recognize their poorness in spirit. You see, we're made in the image of God, and we belong to God before we ever believe. It's all about God, my friends, not ourselves. It is through Jesus' baptism, his earthly obedience, death, and resurrection that God's purpose for humanity and humanity's brokenness intersect. Loving God, loving others, it's God's plan for the salvation of the world. It's a methodology of shared leadership. That's right. God chooses to partner with each one of us to be a part of the saving mission of God, the one who knows us the best and loves us the most. You've heard me many times. I don't know if his MBA plan is really a good one, having God's MBA. Okay, you can laugh at that. I guess you don't think it's funny. But who would partner with humanity to bring about salvation? The one who made us in the image of God, in God's self. It's a great plan that God chooses to partner in shared leadership with us so that through our brokenness, the light of Christ can shine. Through our desire to bring hope, peace, joy, and love to a restless world, people will understand this good news of Jesus. It's a great MBA. I'm so glad God has chosen us, even and chosen me and chosen you. But I'm going to read some things that get in the way of me having a good partnership with God. Shared leadership between God and myself is hindered by my ego, fear of failure or risk-taking, control, I don't have a problem with control, inefficiency, pride, insecurity, and self-sufficiency. Those things get in the way of shared leadership, and rightly so. And then when I realize them, and hopefully when you realize them, we understand what it means to belong to God before we've ever believed. Because we belong to God with all that stuff. And I'm so grateful that God knew what God was getting into with me responding to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, because I already belonged to God. So he knew what he was getting. And he still chose me. And he still chooses you. That's the brilliance of shared leadership. Do not forget that you have sat down on the piano bench of life and begun playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. God stands behind you, and with God's left hand plays a bass part, and with the right, a running obbligato. You see, God is present with you, sitting next to you on the bench all the time, and whispers, "Don't quit. Keep playing. Keep loving. Keep serving. Keep being a follower of my Son, Jesus Christ." God loves you. Loving God and loving others brings salvation. This is good news. Amen.